Okay, we continue, Bez Hashem, in the fourth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are up to Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein ma'arvin peiros bepeiros. You're not allowed to mix peiros from one of your fields with peiros from another one of your fields. If you told the guy who's the customer that you're giving him peiros from field A, so you can't just mix it together with peiros from field B. Afilu chadashim b'chadashim, even if you're mixing new grain with other new grain, so it's the same, you know, to you it's all the same, it's the same quality. Certainly, if you're mixing new with the old, because old grain is actually better, it dries out better, and it's easier to grind into flour. But when it comes to wine, the Chazal do allow you to sell a mixed sharp wine with a lighter wine that's not as sharp. So that's be'emes means the halacha is that way. Because the sharp wine will improve the softer wine. So if you told the guy you're going to sell him softer wine, you can mix in some sharp wine into it because you are selling him soft wine and you're selling him a higher quality soft wine. Ema arvin shimre yayin b'yayin. If you're selling wine, you can't mix wine sediment from one barrel into clear, perfectly clean wine from another barrel. Avon losim lo shmarav. But the natural sediment that comes within its own barrel, that you're certainly allowed to give to the guy as part of his purchase. Misha nisariv mayim b'yayin. If a person had water that was mixed in to his wine, lo yim krenu b'chadno selim kenal dio. When you sell it, you need to let the customer know. V'lo l'tagar afal pisho dio, and you shouldn't sell it to a merchant, even if you do tell him, she'inu el ramos bo, because you don't know what he's going to turn around and do with it. Meaning, if he's buying this to do business with it, he may not tell the ultimate customer that there's water in it. Makom shnagu l'hatil mayim b'yayin yatilu. But if the minhag is that that's what they do, that they add water to the wine, so then gesuntei, you can do it. Mishnah Yud Beis, hatagar notel mechamish granos v'nosin l'toch magura echas. A merchant is allowed to buy grain from five different threshing floors, that belong to five different people, and put it all into the same granary. Mechamish gitos v'nosin l'toch pitamecher, or from five different wine presses, and put it all into one single vat and sell it like that. You know, so you could sell blends of grain and of wine from different places. As long as you're not doing it on purpose to try to sort of mask the lower quality stuff with the higher quality stuff. Because Rabbi Yehuda says a chenveni, a storekeeper, shouldn't be giving out candies or other giveaways to kids to encourage them to visit the store, because that's going to cause them to come to his store and not to other people's stores, and that's taking away other people's business. But without just doing your business better, you know, to have giveaways, it doesn't. You're not giving a better product. It's just a way of tricking the kids to come to you. But v'cham matir and v'cham say that it's totally mutter to do that. V'lo yivchos hashar. Another thing Rabbi Yehuda says, you shouldn't lower the price because that's also going to cause a loss to other storekeepers. V'cham mom zarch l'tov. V'cham say, are you kidding? If he lowers the price, he's doing a great chesed for the Jewish people. Lo yavar so grease. You shouldn't sift the grease in or cut up or crushed beans, because when you take out the bad stuff, you'll charge way, way more, and it could be that you're charging way more than you should for slightly cleaner beans. Divrei Abishol, v'cham matir, v'cham say, look, you're charging for quality, so if someone's willing to pay the higher price to not have to do the sifting on their own, you know, people are willing to pay much higher prices to not have to clean vegetables on their own and things like that, so if people are willing to pay it, so they're interested in the service. Umodim shlo yavar me'alpi magura, but the chamim agree that you're not allowed to sift only the ones that are on the top that everyone could see, Shenuel could go to Vishayin, because that's Gnevis Das. That's just to try to convince people they have higher quality stuff, when as soon as they dig a little bit beneath the surface, they're going to see that it's not higher quality stuff. Ein mafarchas in laws ha'adam. You can't even make a person look better if you're selling him, meaning you have a kanani v'los ha'behema, nor a behema v'los ha'kelim, nor any kelim. You have to be honest in terms of the item that you're selling and its relative quality as you advertise it for sale. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that you shouldn't mix different peiros with each other, even if they're both new peiros, but certainly not if it's new peiros and old peiros. But we said with wine, you can mix a little bit of harsher wine with more mellow wine, because it actually improves the wine. We said when it comes to wine sediment, you're not allowed to throw in other wine sediment from another barrel, but that which is natural to the barrel, you're allowed to include in the sale. If you mixed water in, you should not sell it unless you let the guy know. If you're selling it to a merchant, you shouldn't even sell it if you let him know, unless it's the minhag hamakom to add water to the wine. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that a merchant can take from five different granos and mix all the grain together from five different wine presses and mix all the wine together, as long as he's not trying to mask any lower quality stuff. Rabbi Yehuda said that a storekeeper is not allowed to give out candies to the kids to get them to come, but the Chum thought that was mutter. The Tanakhama said you're not allowed to lower your prices. The Chum is saying that's wonderful to lower the prices. Abishol said you shouldn't clean out or sift out your crushed beans, and the Chum say that you're allowed to do that. But everyone says that if you're going to make that improvement, it can't be only from the surface stuff, because that's just a Gnevis Das thing, and that same Isser of Gnevis Das is going to apply to anything that you sell. If you're selling a person, you're selling an animal, you're selling kalim, you shouldn't make it look better than it actually is. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll begin the fifth Perek of Masechet B'Metzia, Perek Ezehu Neshech.